Now we're ready to start.
I've got a softball match.
Softball? What's that? A kind of baseball?
It's like baseball, but the ball is bigger. But if you can play softball, then you can also play baseball.
Do you take part in a competition?
No, it's just for fun. It's not very competitive. When you just play with your friends, so you're just playing for fun. Almost all my friends that are girls play sports in high school. Almost everyone knows how to play baseball or soccer or basketball, many sports. What are your favorite sports?
My favorite sports are soccer, baseball and surfing.
You must be joking. Surfing here in Washington?
No, only when I come back to California. There are no opportunities here.
Are you good at surfing?
I'm alright. I'm not that good because I don't get to surf that much. But it's one of the most exciting sports that you can ever imagine. It's so fun.
How long have you been surfing? I mean, was it an early start?
I first started surfing when I was in 5th grade, so I was about 11 or 12 years old. And my board was 6 feet tall, and I was probably 4 feet tall, so it was a lot bigger than me. And the first time I got out in the waves, it was kind of scary, because the waves were, well, they were really, really big. But since I was so little, they seemed really big to me. And the first time I caught a wave, I fell in love with surfing. I thought it was the best thing in the world. I wanted to go surfing every day.
I started playing softball when I was in kindergarten, so I was probably 6 years old. When you're 6 years old, you play on little teams, and you play soccer and softball. So they're trying to teach you the rules of the game early, and they want you to enjoy it. There are not many strict rules, as there are when you're older, so it's more just for fun, but we do start playing at the very early age. It's popular because when you played baseball in kindergarten, they put the ball on a stick and you hit the ball off a stick. So it's easier for little kids to play and that's how they learn the rules. Well, in Washington, we have baseball and softball. You know, guys or men will play baseball and girls will play softball.
Do you go in for sports regularly?
Well, at college, I don't have much time to play sports, but I usually try and go running every week for maybe 3 or 4 hours, and on the weekend, sometimes we'll play soccer for maybe 2 hours.
In high school, the most popular sport is definitely American football, because every week at my high school, we would have a football game against a rival high school, and almost every student from high school would be there. Parents would come, community members would come. It was a very, very big event.
Do you like American football?
I don't really like American football that much, but it is fun to go to games. How about going to this week's match?
Sure, I'd love to.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
I've got a softball match.
Softball? What's that? A kind of baseball?
It's like baseball, but the ball is bigger. But if you can play softball, then you can also play baseball.
Do you take part in a competition?
No, it's just for fun. It's not very competitive. When you just play with your friends, so you're just playing for fun. Almost all my friends that are girls play sports in high school. Almost everyone knows how to play baseball or soccer or basketball, many sports. What are your favorite sports?
My favorite sports are soccer, baseball and surfing.
You must be joking. Surfing here in Washington?
No, only when I come back to California. There are no opportunities here.
Are you good at surfing?
I'm alright. I'm not that good because I don't get to surf that much. But it's one of the most exciting sports that you can ever imagine. It's so fun.
How long have you been surfing? I mean, was it an early start?
I first started surfing when I was in 5th grade, so I was about 11 or 12 years old. And my board was 6 feet tall, and I was probably 4 feet tall, so it was a lot bigger than me. And the first time I got out in the waves, it was kind of scary, because the waves were, well, they were really, really big. But since I was so little, they seemed really big to me. And the first time I caught a wave, I fell in love with surfing. I thought it was the best thing in the world. I wanted to go surfing every day.
I started playing softball when I was in kindergarten, so I was probably 6 years old. When you're 6 years old, you play on little teams, and you play soccer and softball. So they're trying to teach you the rules of the game early, and they want you to enjoy it. There are not many strict rules, as there are when you're older, so it's more just for fun, but we do start playing at the very early age. It's popular because when you played baseball in kindergarten, they put the ball on a stick and you hit the ball off a stick. So it's easier for little kids to play, and that's how they learn the rules. Well, in Washington, we have baseball and softball. You know, guys or men will play baseball and girls will play softball.
Do you go in for sports regularly?
Well, at college, I don't have much time to play sports, but I usually try and go running every week for maybe 3 or 4 hours, and on the weekend, sometimes we'll play soccer for maybe 2 hours.
In high school, the most popular sport is definitely American football, because every week at my high school, we would have a football game against a rival high school, and almost every student from high school would be there. Parents would come, community members would come. It was a very, very big event.
Do you like American football?
I don't really like American football that much, but it is fun to go to games. How about going to this week's match?
Sure, I'd love to.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.